Hello and welcome to Reddy and Newman's Daily Podcast, your go-to place for common questions about immigration to the United States. Reddy and Newman is a team of experienced business immigration attorneys who handle a host of visa categories and complex immigration cases. This podcast will provide an insight into our daily free conference calls hosted by our attorneys, as well as discussions on hot immigration topics. Please note that information provided is not to be construed as legal advice for your specific situation and does not constitute an engagement with Reddy and Newman PC or establish an attorney-client relationship. For specific advice on your situation, please contact an attorney. Here's your host.
Hi, this is Rahul. Today is September 6, 2019. The time is 3:30 p.m. Central Time. For those people who are listening to this in the podcast and other medias, you need to check our timings at conference call details at rnlawgroup.com. For those people who are in the conference call, if you want to ask a question, please press *6 to ask question. The only way to ask question is by pressing *6. The only way to ask question is by pressing *6. 0387, you have a question for us.
Hey, Rahul. I'm actually on STEM extension right now. My company had filed for H-1B and I got it approved like 10 days ago. And my company got shut down. So all of us were laid off. So we they applied for the withdrawal of the H-1 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going.
I still have my STEM extension, 10 more months. STEM extension, I still have it for like 11 more months. But I'm not sure what will happen with my status because I'm in kind of a limbo zone.
Right now. Here is the problem, practical problem there. When they withdraw it, we don't know whether withdrawal occurs before October 1st or after October 1st. The problem is if it occurs before October 1st, then what will happen is that you have to check with your university people. You have to make sure that you are still in the CIVIS system. And if you are not in the CIVIS system, you need to get the thing called data correction. That's what should happen.
It's called data correction. Okay.
Yeah, but this is recorded, so you can go to the record podcast and listen to it. Get data correction. The second thing is that if it is withdrawn after October 1st, then what will happen is that on October 1st, you're out of the CIVIS system, H-1B kicks in, and they will withdraw the H-1B. Then you will have 60 days for you from October 1st to join another company on H-1B. You need to file H-1B.
So it doesn't matter if my withdrawal is finished. Like, can I get something like a confirmation saying I had applied for withdrawal and bring it in and somehow block?
No, that doesn't work that way. Yeah, there is a practical problems in there. USCIS takes its own sweet time. That's the reason you have two options. Before, you have to get your data fixed by your DSO. If it's afterwards, you need to move it to a different company. And when you move to a different company, you have to move it within 60 days. 9043, you have a question for us.
Hey Rahul, this is Pratiksha and I had a question regarding litigation. I was part of August 2nd litigation and I understand that I should be expecting response from USCIS within 60 days. But my EAD is expiring by next weekend and I was hoping, do you see any signs of it being approved before that or not?
August 2nd, I'm looking at the Excel sheet right now. Out of the 36 that we filed, 30 got approved in one litigation. I can tell you another litigation. There are two litigations we filed on August 2nd. Let me look into...
Mine was part of California, I think. Yeah,
okay, yours is part of California. California, we have out of 37, we have 24 are approved, so still 13 are left.
Right. Okay, and my question was because my employer is also filing for H-4 transfer, and I was waiting because H-1B transfer. H-1B transfer, yes.
Right. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. They can file the H-1 transfer. Your H-4 still go through. H-4 EAD still go through.
So if H-1, in worst-case scenario, if H-1B gets denied, my H-4 application will still be valid? Or
if
what
the
would
transfer
happen?
Application, if the transfer, when you say H-1, you are filing the H-1B?
No. My employer.
So you had a H-1B before?
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. So that's why chances are I see very slim chances of it getting approved.
Well, yeah, if it gets approved, then if it doesn't get approved after the H-4 or before the H-4, it depends on. If it gets after the H-4 is approved, your H-1B is still valid. If it gets denied, it won't have any negative impact on H-4.
Okay. That answers my question. Yeah, thanks.
8633, you have a question for us.
Hi, my name is Hi, Rahul. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. I have a question regarding my H-1B amendment. My amendment was done, and I have a visa stamping on my H-1B extension. So I was just trying to understand if I'm okay to travel with my amendment petition and the visa stamping which I had on my extension.
I do not recommend that you travel if the amendment is pending. Multiple reasons.
No.
What if the amendment gets denied?
The amendment is approved, actually.
Well, amendment is approved. Then you don't have any problem in traveling.
Yeah. So only thing is like my H-1B extension stamping, which I did earlier. We got an NOIR, and then my employer applied for an amendment, and amendment got approved. But the NOIR got rejected recently, so I was just trying to see if my visa stamping, which was done earlier, is that also rejected, or I can use that visa stamping and the amendment
What's
petition.
What's the reason for NOIR? What's the reason for
that
denial?
NOIR was regarding the level one wages which they filed at the time of extension, but in due course, I was already in level two, and when my employer
you may be in serious trouble. That visa is not valid anymore. I would recommend you do not travel, sir. And you need to consult a lawyer immediately.
Okay, so that stamping is not valid if they
I would not recommend that you travel on it, sir. I would not recommend that you can travel on it. Anybody has any questions, guys, please press star 6. That's the only way to ask questions. Press star 6. I only see two more people in the line, though. Maybe people are asking star 6. Good, sir. 9129. Good, sir.
Yes, sir. My question is, I'm on H-4 EAD, and it was filed along with H-1B premium processing. H-1B premium processing got approved on June 13th, and H-4 EAD receipt date is June 13th as well. Biometrics got done on July 3rd, and they reviewed it on July 9th. H-4 EAD got expired on August 18th. And still we have not received the H-4 approval nor the H-4 EAD approval. So what options do we have at this point?
You can go to court. We are doing a court litigation every 2 weeks. That was that other lady was speaking about. If you want to join, you can drop an email to me at rahul@rnlawgroup.com. And we are filing about 50 to 60 cases every other week. And once we file the litigation, it's taking about 20 to 40 days for most of the people, but some people it might take up to 60 days to get the approval. They're not adjudicating the H-4 EADs, H-4, at the same time when they're doing H-1B approvals like the way they used to do before.
Right. Correct. Since it's already June, June 13th receipt date, what are the chances
that's up
of
to you.
Getting?
That's up to you. There are cases that are pending from February here. So it's up to you. Whether you want to wait or whether you want to join the litigation, it's up to you.
All right. And where should we email in case it's
rahul@rnlawgroup.com.
Oh, gotcha.
We file
thanks.
Every 2 weeks we file. The next litigation is September 13th, and the deadline to sign up is September 9th. 7617, you have a question for us.
Hi, Rahul. Naren here. On 240th day, my extension plus amendment got denied. And how many days I can repatriate, or if I want to file with another company. So can you please clarify?
Your annuity for expired?
Expired December 31st.
December 31st. Amendment plus extension of plan. No, you have to leave as soon as possible.
How soon? Nobody giving definite answer. Like somebody says 10 days, 15 days.
One second. Yeah. Now, we cannot tell you that you can stay here. Okay? I can tell you that if I were you, I would leave in 2 to 3 weeks. But I'm not telling you to stay for 2 to 3 weeks. I'm just telling you what I would do. Is that clear to you, or you need a specific answer?
Okay, 2 to 3 weeks are fine.
No, I didn't say 2 to 3 weeks. I said I would do 2 to 3 weeks. I did not say to you to stay undocumentedly in this country for 2 to 3 weeks. You're misinterpreting me.
Yeah, got it.
If you want a clear answer, I would say leave right now. If you want a clear answer. If you want a diplomatic answer, you take it what I told, and you follow whatever you want to.
And I have a newborn kid also, 2 months old. So I just got the visa, but making plans to go back. And I can't file another extension with any other employer.
Your annuity for expired. There are a lot of risky options that are there. So I would try to leave. As I said, if I were you, maybe you have a newborn kid. If I were you, I may stay for 2 months before I leave. But I'm not telling you what to do. If you're going to ask me specifically what to do as a lawyer, I have to answer you leave right now. There are certain times we have certain legal obligations. We can't answer the questions. People have to get them. I mean, we can't answer them. I mean, please get it. I mean, what happens if in this 15 days somebody picks him up? The ICE comes and picks him up. Can you tell that I told him? That's a danger. You know, we're advising people to thousands of people. So that's the reason people have to take their decision based on what they listen. And lawyers sometimes cannot give yes and no answers. There's a diplomatic reason why they can't. 0387, you have a question?
Hi, Rahul. So I have an approved I-140 with a company. I have it approved 8 months ago. So now I'm planning to move to a company B. Temporarily, basically, because of my situation here, but I don't want to file an I-140 again with company B. I'm planning to move to
when
company C.
When was the I-140 with company A got approved?
8 months ago.
Okay, that belongs to you right now. Okay, go ahead with your question.
So I can move to any number of companies with this I-140, right?
Yes, you can move to company B to company C, C to D, and not file any I-140 ever in your life. And you can go to all the way to Z. Z for Z.
And I can go for stamping based on that, right?
Absolutely. Based on the H-1B, of course.
Yeah, based on basically whenever my 3 years
you can
finished.
Go to Z company, and then you can go stamp on basing on A's I-140 and Z's H-1B.
Okay. And one more question, Rahul. One last question.
Go ahead.
So this is in a different scenario. The first caller explained, one of my friend is in the same situation as the first caller where his H-1B got revoked, it got approved and again revoked by his company.
You need to consult a lawyer immediately.
It's not revoked, withdrawn. Basically, it's a withdrawn. Like the company got closed and they filed for H-1 withdrawal, basically.
If you withdraw also, it will be considered as a revocation, but that's not serious at all. If he moved to company B and company A withdraws the H-1B, absolutely no problem.
One second. The scenario is a little different. He's on stem extension right now. He is with the company A. They filed a H-1B. And that H-1B got approved 10 days ago.
Let him worry about his thing, sir. Let him call for his things, okay? This is just for each person individual. 9198, you have a question for us.
Yeah, hi, Rahul. This is Chandra. I think I just spoke to you 2 weeks back regarding the... We received the H-4 approval notice with I-94 after even we stepped out of the country and got the H-4.
And you are the same person who said that it's received without the NET 40, right?
You're
coming with half information with us, sir. It's better that you make an appointment with me and we can speak. Because you came to the conference call in front of 100 people on a recorded line. You said you received an H4 approval without the I-94. And then I said, no, I never saw that. You said, no, absolutely, I saw that. When you went in, it was a courtesy notice, not even approval. So it's better that you consult with me privately. Don't come with the half information. Okay? You came in front of, you know, I was very worried for you at that point of time. And I gave you a free consultation. Send me the H4 approval. You didn't send me the H4 approval. You sent a courtesy copy, and you never even check with your lawyer if they received the actual I-94. Well, you have a lawyer, so that's you should have a private consultation, sir. 9043, you have a question for us.
Hey, Rahul, this is Pratiksha again. I have just one quick question. So with litigation, has there been any cases who has not received approval even after the 60 days duration has been over?
Zero.
As of now, 100%. Okay, thanks.
Anybody has any questions, guys, please press *6. This is a new system. A lot of time people press *6. There are 30, 40 people online, but we only see 3 people in those people who press *6, guys. Okay, the next caller is 6351. You have a question for us.
Hi, Rahul. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, my question is regarding H-1B transfer. Right now, I'm in a University A, and my current H-1B expires in July 2020. I got another job offer from University B, and the start date is January 1st, 2020, and they are talking about transferring the H-1B in premium. So my question is, once the H-1B transfer is complete, and it's approved...
I'm getting a lot of disturbance from your phone, sir.
Sorry, is this better, Rahul?
Yeah, better, go ahead.
So once my H-1B transfer gets approved, do I have to immediately stop working at University A?
No. You can continue working even further, too. When is your company A's H-1B expiring?
July 2020.
You can continue working until July 20, whatever the time it expires, sir.
Okay, great. So my wedding is fixed in December, and I have to travel to India in December. If the transfer process is still going on, is it safe for me to travel to India when the transfer is going on?
Okay. It's not safe, because when you come back, there will be a mismatch of the I-94. That will cause a lot of problems for you.
Okay. So in that case, sorry, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
That's okay, go ahead. You go ahead.
So in that case, would it be advisable for me to go on the existing H-1B, come back, and then initiate the transfer?
That would be much better.
Okay. And if I'm going, if you plan to do the transfer and the premium, and if the transfer goes through, do I have to take both of my H-1B petitions to my visa interview, or should I just take the transferred H-1B petition?
When would you be attending?
That would be in December. The interview should be in December.
If it is going to be in December, I would recommend that it's not going to be in December. If it's going to be December, it's going to be a lot of problem for you. Because your future company is starting in January and your present job is right now. Which company you are going to be working is a tough question to answer at that time.
Okay.
So either you go right now, if you get a leave. Where is the lady?
Okay.
Where is the lady? Where is your lady?
Where is the lady?
The lady that you're getting married.
She's in the U.S. She's on her own H-1B.
Yeah, we just get married here. That will resolve the problem.
Okay.
Because if you are trying to go in that interim change period and you're going for stamping, that's going to create a problem for you. I would recommend that you avoid. If not, consult a lawyer. Make sure your wife is also on the phone and make sure that you're planning everything properly. 5650.
Hi, Rahul.
Go ahead, sir.
I am currently on H-1B. Currently, I was working for one of the company, and that company has been acquired by the another company. and and all the payroll and everything was were coming from my new company. Do I need to do any action on from my end?
It depends on how the acquisition happens.
It was happened on successor of interest.
Okay. If that word successor of interest has been successfully used, and if some lawyer is satisfied, I will leave it up to the discretion of that lawyer. If I were the lawyer and if I'm satisfied with the successor of interest, you don't need to file any amendment, but you need to make sure you carry the documents, that successor of interest document with you.
Okay, because my I-140 and everything got approved from the old company, so...
I-140 needs to be amended. For H-1B, it doesn't need to be amended. You're fine if it's a successor of interest.
Mm-hmm. But the I-140 has to be amended.
I-140 has to be amended.
Okay, so my employer told because I have approval till next year, September, so my employer told you have to wait till the time once we file the one more extension for you. Once you get the new extension, we can file amendment with I-140. That's what he told. Is that
okay? That's fine. That's fine. Give me one second, guys.
Okay.
Sindhu, are you in the call?
Yeah, Rahul. I'm on the call.
Okay. My internet is down because some changes is going on. When I say next, please go to next for the caller, okay? You're not in a hurry to amend the I-140. You can amend it at any time. Based on what you're telling, most probably you don't need to file any amendment, but it's up to the lawyer's discretion. Next caller, please.
Okay.
Go ahead with the next one. Next caller, please.
Hello. This is 2208. Okay.
Good.
This is Jyoti. I have a question. I have applied for a green card, and then on 2018 of December 28th, through my husband, he has citizenship. And then on June the 12th, I received a notice saying, like, my green card has been denied. It says, we deny your form of 1485. And then they mailed me a little notice regarding, like, they want more, regarding the sponsorship to my husband. Actually, we didn't send that document. Like, it's I-864. So we already sent that. But, yeah. So I just want to know, like, it says denial, so it's been denial, or they are just asking the RFE for my...
No, if it says denied, it is denied. If you don't file the I-864, they're going to automatically deny it.
Okay,
and you
so
said
for
you,
that...
Your husband is a U.S. citizen, you said, is that right?
Yeah, he's a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, you need to file, you need to contact a lawyer. Don't file it by yourself, ma'am. Have the entire thing filed by a lawyer immediately.
Okay, and also I have one more question. And then the thing is, like, I was in student status and I had an EAD for a year. So my EAD got expired. I was working and then my EAD got expired on September the 2nd. And then also I have applied the EAD through the green card, but, like, the EAD card is still pending through the green card. And then, like, you know, I just want to know, like, if I have to go back to school. Like, I was in H1, but I have already applied for the green card, so... Like, I have a 3-month grace period, like 90 days. So after that, like, do I have to go to the school or I can just stay as in, like, you know?
If you file the green card application again, ma'am, right now, you don't have to go to school. But if you want to go to school, there are ways to get back to school. If you're going to get admitted and they're going to be putting you back into the service system, you can. Mm-hmm. But this is a serious problem, ma'am. You should not come to this conference call. You're right now not in a legal status. Your 485 got denied. You filed everything wrongly. Don't try to search. Mm-hmm. You know, these are not like simple one-line answers that can be done. But you definitely need to consult immediately a lawyer. Next caller, please.
4444.
Hey, Rahul. This is Kiran. I have an offer from company A and B. So the thing is, like, I accepted company A's offer.
You are in before you took the offer from company A and company B?
I'm on H-1B, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, keep going.
Sorry, yeah. So I accepted company A's offer, and the joining date is 2 weeks away, end of September. But mm-hmm. I heard they are laying off people a lot, so I interviewed again. I got an offer from company B, who haven't filed my H-1B transfer yet. So mm-hmm. Now I'd want to know, like, I mean, I should just, like, go join company A and then, like, quit company A after H-1B transfer of company B happens? Or how should I handle this?
Oh, hold on. Are you working with this company A right now, or are you working with the previous company that you have H-1B?
I'm working with the previous company with which I have H-1B. I have new offer from company A. The H-1B transfer is over.
I know you told me.
Yeah.
You're still working with company X, your current employer.
Right.
You are under no obligation. You are under no obligation to go and join company A once the company A's transfer occurs.
No, the problem is, like, I've given my notice, and the last day would be September 19th or something, the Friday. So I have to leave the company, the current company.
Okay. It's even under that circumstances, if you, are you expecting company B to file H-1B before September 19th or after September 19th?
So I accepted the offer and signed the offer letter. They haven't even done the background verification. So I think they'll take time, at least 2 to 3 weeks, to file the
H-1B. You can go and join company. If you want to, you can go and join company A and then move to company B. You can do so. Absolutely good.
So should I reveal the information about me joining and quitting company A to company B, or I must not reveal that?
No, I would not reveal it right now. Maybe if the RFP or something pops up at a later time, I may think about it, but I will not reveal it right now if I raise you.
Okay, so it's okay if company B starts my transfer thinking I'm with the same employer. Is it okay? That's fine, right?
Yeah, it's even perfectly fine. Because
okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Next caller, please.
3432.
Hi, Rahul. My H-1 and extension and H-4 extension for my wife was filed in November. And in between, my wife had to travel to India in the month of March to see her parents. And when she came back on 4th April, after her coming back on 18th April, my H-1B extension and her H-4 extension has got approved, and we both got a new I-94. So she got one. She came back on B-2 visa since I was to have a surgery here. So that was the reason she had to travel, and she was allowed to come on a B-2 visa, which expires on October 2nd. But after coming here, she got the H-4 extension with a new I-94. And now when I call the USCIS to check do we need to file a change of status, they checked their system and they told me that as per their system, she's on H-4 and she can, and our present I-94 is valid till for the next 3 years.
Yeah,
so,
there are some technical problems with that, because there is a mismatch of the I-94 for her. The reason is that when you enter into United States, there is always an I-94. There's a mismatch of I-94. So there are ways to correct it. She can file an amendment to correction it, or she can do one thing. You and your wife can go to Mexico for 2 days, and then you can come back. And then when she comes back, she shows the H-4 approval, I-94. She'll be fine.
Okay, so
you get the point?
To go to Mexico, she doesn't need, she's on a, technically now she's on H-4, right, here as far as the paperwork goes?
Right, you're right. So she, to go to Mexico, she doesn't need a visa to go to Mexico. To come back from Mexico, she doesn't need a H-4 as long as she has a H-4 approval.
Okay, so no stamping required, all she
no
needs to do is...
No stamping is required. If somebody is going to Mexico or Canada, if they have a valid I-94, if they're coming back within 30 days, they're not applying the visa, they don't have to go for visa stamping. It's called automatic revalidation. You can check it at rnlawgroup.com what an automatic revalidation is. I will take the last caller, guys. The time is about 4 o'clock right now. For those people who we couldn't reach, you can contact us by going to RN Law Group. We can make an appointment or come to the next conference call. Don't forget our Facebook and YouTube Live that we have. And don't forget to subscribe to RN Law Group and immigrationgoal.com newsletter. Last caller, 0088.
Hello. Hi, Rahul. Actually, I have the similar situation as explained by the caller one. He is called on behalf of me. So the scenario is like my H1 got approved, but my current employer has applied for a withdrawal. And then it's like he sent it like 5 days ago or something. So my question is, if it doesn't get approved before October 1st, I'll fall under H1 and then I have to find a new employer to apply
for
H1.
Are we speaking? Which caller, the previous caller spoke about H1, you're speaking of H1B.
Let's speak about you. First caller, sir.
Forget about
other people. Yes, sir. Okay. My employer has applied an H1 for me this year. It got approved, but recently they closed the company. And then they said, they are withdrawing my H1. They did it like 5 days ago. The withdrawal application was sent 5 days ago. So my question is, I have like 11 more months of STEM existing. So the question is like if the H1 withdrawal doesn't happen by October 1st, I'll still fall under I'll still fall under H1 and I have to find a new employer, right?
If the H1 withdrawal happens after October 1st, within 60 days you have to find an employer, yes.
Yes, sir. So the thing is, my question is, so October 1st has come and then my H1 withdrawal hasn't yet happened. I found a new employer and filed a transfer and then everything happened well. But will the withdrawal have any impact on this, the current one?
Will the withdrawal, assuming that if the withdrawal happened after October 1st, you're good. You don't have any problem. If the withdrawal happens before October 1st, there is a problem there. Because the problem is you're technically not counted towards H1B number.
Okay. Oh, so if it happens before October 1st, then I'll not consider as CAP. Is that what?
Aha. If you're not under CAP, how can the transfer be approved?
Oh, okay, fine. So the thing is, it will be good if the approval doesn't happen before October 1st.
It could be in your best interest that the withdrawal doesn't happen until October 1st. So that's the reason you need to be alert in both ways. If the withdrawal occurs before, you'll be out of service system. You need to get the DSO to fix the data entry.
Okay, so if
so
the
you need to be
happens
very
before.
Alert right now, if it happens before or afterwards, and try to log into service system every day. You get kicked out, then you'll notice. Especially
yes, sir. Actually, there is a problem there. Like when I'm entering my receipt number, it's saying like it cannot find it. That's the problem.
Which one? Receipt number is the approval. H1B receipt number or H1B receipt number?
Yes, sir. Actually, the thing is my lawyer has given my approval.
Sir, you need to answer my question first. Is it the H1B receipt number you're speaking about?
Yes, H1B receipt number, yes.
That's just an error. That's just a data base, sir. I'm not worried about that.
Okay. So where do I check if the withdrawal happened or not? Like, if I want to keep checking.
In the service system. Online, if you can, or service system. Uh-huh. Service system is the best one for you.
Service system. And on October 1st,
you need to be very alert. Log into the service system. Are you still there? Or do you get kicked out? If you get kicked out on October 1st, that means that they have not withdrawn the H1B by that time.
Okay. So the thing is, if it happens before, is there any way I can update and keep my STEM? Is it possible?
That's the reason why you need to be really alert and be in touch with the DSO.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a very sensitive situation, this way or that way. You just need to be alert in both ways. If it happens before, and the other minus point that you have is that your online system is not reflecting. You may have to call them very frequently to check if it's been active or not. So that's one way that you can check it if the online system is not reflecting. Thank you guys for coming in. The next conference call is on Monday at.
Thank you for listening to Reddy and Newman Daily Podcast. We sincerely hope that you've taken something valuable out of it. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. For more information or if you want to make an appointment, check out our websites, rnlawgroup.com and immigrationgirl.com. Have an awesome day.